Hello, I'm Miles McQuillan, Assistant Vice President on the Private Client Group for another episode of Investing Fundamentals. We're sticking with our discussion on taxes and diving into tax filing strategies for high-income earners. Again, in terms of wealth accumulation, investors pay close attention to generating income and managing their investments. But to maximize the value of your investments, minimizing tax is just as important. Tax bracket management can help you reduce taxes over time by either realizing or deferring income in a particular year. Here are two examples that you may use to your advantage. In lower income years, it may be beneficial to fill up your tax bracket. Say you are typically in the 35% income tax bracket, but your income was lower than usual this year, putting you in the 32% tax bracket. If you think you'll be back next year to the higher bracket, you could realize just enough income this year to fill up, or in other words, reach the maximum allowed amount for the lower tax bracket. Here the idea is to realize just as much income at the lower rate as possible. To do this, you could perform a Roth conversion, take a qualified distribution from your tax-deferred accounts, or harvest investment gains. Conversely, during higher income years, the appropriate tax filing strategy would be to reduce your taxable income. The higher income could be due to a sizable bonus, large RMDs, or significant capital gains. For example of how to do this correctly could be to max out tax advantage savings accounts, make a charitable donation, or harvest investment losses. Paying attention to your income with regard to tax bracket management is incredibly important to generating and preserving wealth. We encourage all viewers to read more to fully comprehend these dynamics or get in touch with your relationship manager here at Gabelli. Thanks for tuning in again, and as always, see you next week.